You listen to IHT Radio. Again, it's your host, Richie Rich. The game don't stop. The game don't stop. The game don't stop. So, like I said, it doesn't just turn off when we leave the resort. Here's another interview done at, I believe it was Bar Louie. This is with Ken Lawson and a former person from our resort named Luciano, who now works for another company and is a number one writer at his company. As a matter of fact, when I attended the ARTA Awards, I realized that he was a nominee for one of the top salespeople for his company. So you might find some jewels here. Tune in. Turn it up.
All right, Rich. Welcome again to the third annual Bar Louie training, if that is. Third time we're out here. We've been doing this for over 16 years, so don't mind me. I only had one drink. But welcome again. Look, we've got a nice little crew here we started together again with. You know, I like the energy that's going to come here tonight. Everybody's going to share their ideas. Mel is the team leader on this meeting. Next week, we're going to have some other rep that's going to step up to the plate. We don't know who that mystery person will be, but we're looking forward to hear their ideas. Mel's got a list of things that he's looking to do and get through today. And he's seriously going to get from A through Z and how to handle exchange of platforms. Mel has came a long way, and I'm very happy and proud of this guy. He is the newest general in this timeshare closing business. And so we're going to get Mel's perspective. But meanwhile, though, we've got a guest speaker here tonight, a gentleman that started with us many years back. He was actually one of my top reps at the Westgate Town Center, Westgate Villas. I don't think you need a lot of introduction. Mr. Luca Batista, this gentleman here is the number one rep at the Wyndham, dominating over 3,500 salespeople and making money worldwide as the number one guy in all Wyndham properties. I'm very proud that he was actually a student of the Bar Louie training. And I'm gonna do a quick interview with him, just a very short interview, as to how it is he got to where he's at and what he can share with the new team so that they can have the same success as he has experienced in the past, what, 5 years?
Almost 8 years now, thank you.
Eight years. So talk to me, Mr. Lucia. First interview, you don't need much introduction to the general timeshare industry, but you do need some introduction to people that are new to the business. We've got Matsu Sierra, he's new. Chris, you know him. This young lady here is, I call her my friend, but I don't know if she's a friend of mine. Her name is Pamela. But she's good. She's very, have an insatiable appetite for knowledge. Why she's here tonight. I like her spirit. I like her drive. She's somebody that's going to be reckoned with in the timeshare industry. She's going to be as big as most other, because I know them. I could tell people that are going to be very good in the industry. Pamela is one of them. So I welcome her. This young man, Batiste, all the way from, where are you coming from again? Haiti, representing Haiti. Okay, he's gonna be another powerhouse because he's tutored by one of the number one reps of Westgate, Mr. Mel. Mel started out like Mr. Batiste, knowing nothing, not much, and now he's my team leader here, clocking almost $2 million in timeshare sales. I'm very proud of you, Mel, for putting tonight together. He's the team leader for tonight. So thank you very much. And then we have Mr. DJ, his assistant VP. This guy never leaves his hand, never doubt him that he's gonna be better. I love DJ because DJ started out and he came back to Westgate after two episodes. And he says, Ken, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I don't know I can make it. I said, well, he says, Ken, you need to do that damn training again. One of the guys that motivated me to start again. And I gotta tell you, DJ's been selling like every day since. He's doing a hell of a lot better than I am. So congratulations to you, brother. You're doing a great job. DJ, you're gonna give it, you gotta tell us what you're doing, bro, because I wanna learn from you now. I know you got Boomu in the background there. He's never left us. Yeah, he left us in person. But Boomu went over to the Hilton, yeah. Sheridan, Marriott. But you know what, they all come back because the Bar Louie training is one of the best in the world. We've produced over 20 $2 million writers. My brother is now a $4 million writer, started almost 10 years ago. So we have some powerhouse here. These are the next $2, $3, $4, $5 million writer. We're about to take this thing to the next level. And thank God we have some people that have been here before us that can tell us if we're going in the right direction or not. So Without any further ado, let's take it away. Mr. Luca.
Yeah.
Luciano, I call him. Batista, welcome.
I know a lot of people here already, so it's going to be easy on me.
Yes, sir.
But my beginner Westgate was kind of funny, you know what I mean? It was really challenging because 8 years ago, I cannot speak English now. Can you imagine 8 years ago? I could not put five words together. There is no way I could put five words together. Yeah. And the funny story was a friend of mine said, hey, Luciano, go to Westgate. Yes. You're going to make a lot of money. But he called someone on Westgate. He told me to go over there. Yes. It was you just said his name. It was a VP over there.
Bobby Fusel.
Bobby Fusel.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, he said, so you have to choose in-house or dayline to do, which department you go. I said, I don't know. I have no idea where I play. But dayline, in-house, I said, house, it looks better, right? So I chose in-house. And then my friend called me, you stupid, you're supposed to be dayline. You could to take Portuguese tours, Brazilian tours. I said, oh man, I'm going to take domestic tours in English. So. And then my ex-wife, you know, I was studying for real estate classes, and I had to study with the book, dictionary, Google Translate. And I said, come in here, please, come in here, because there is no way I can learn without your help. There is this word I see all the time in the book. I have no idea what that means. What's mortage means? She said, there is no such word in English. I said, yeah, there's mortage everywhere over here. She said, Luciano, that's mortgage. You really want to do this? You can be a good bartender. You know what I mean? Good look, you can get a bartender job. I said, no, I'm going to do this. And I don't know how I passed in my first try the state exam. I have no idea. But when I was in the training, it was insane. Investigate training was insane. I don't know if you still do it the same way.
Same.
They asked us to memorize 16 pages in the first day. I said, there is no way I can memorize those pages. And a lot of people, I was like 200 people look at me, and they're like, this guy never gonna make it. I could not speak any English. I'm not even joking, you know what I mean? But I made it, the training. And one thing I learned in this business, I learned a lot of things, but one thing is it's not what you say, but the way you say it.
Absolutely.
And the most important things are attitude. Because you can put the guy went to school for journalism or whatever, if they don't have the right attitude, they're not gonna sell, you know what I mean? And I met a lot of good salespeople at Westgate, and I don't remember his name. Now he said, Luciano, you can say anything you want, but the way you say it.
That's right.
People are gonna get they're not gonna be upset with you. And I said, you know what? That's the way it is, you know what I mean? I tell everybody, I was manager for a while at Westgate, Wyndham, I say, hey, keep your presentation as simple as you can.
Yeah.
Because if people understand, people get it, be straight up, be honest with the people, and then you're gonna get it, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And now I have my plan for success, you know what I mean? And I'm real, real, really, really loyal to my ritual. I think the most important thing in life, you have a ritual, and you have to be loyal to your ritual, be disciplined with your ritual. So my ritual every morning, I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, exercise, run 45 minutes, I do boxing, meditation, and I still get it working 1 hour before, because I don't believe people get in the last minute at work. I don't believe that. So I think preparation is one of the most important things, because we use a lot of our mental. If you don't use if you don't know how to get prepared, you're already behind, way behind. So preparation is everything, you know what I mean? People call lucky, no, preparation meet opportunity.
There you go.
The opportunity we have a lot.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so we have
I actually told them that the first time we met. Nobody gets lucky. It's actually preparation being meeting opportunity. You have to be prepared for the opportunity that you're given. Those tours come to you every day, and unless you're prepared for them, you're not gonna sell them. I don't care how good you are. So that's a very good point. But let me ask you this, Luciano, and you actually a very good rep. Now, you've learned a lot. Your foundation is Westgate. Obviously, most people on this timeshare business throughout this whole Florida got most of their starts from Westgate. What would you say helped you to transition to be the number one rep at the Wyndham, what did you take from Westgate that catapulted you to be number one there? Was there anything, or did you have to completely change your whole game again? Was there any fundamentals to what you did at Westgate that helped you in your success at Wyndham?
On the training, for sure. Not, I mean, I believe the way they set up the training is they take you to the limit to see if you're gonna if you're gonna quit or not. Know what I mean? I think a lot of people, they don't get what they want because they quit way too soon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that happened to me. My first the first 2 weeks I didn't sell anything. But for a lot of people, and that helped me because if I had a sold, I would think that is way too easy. I would not look for a better way to sell, because you have to use your personality. If everybody has their own personality, if you try to imitate me, it's not gonna work.
Absolutely not.
Because people here work with me know I'm way too energetic. I'm energetic, I have no idea. And I'm energetic from 6 o'clock in the morning. People think I took something, but that's the way I am, you know what I mean? I don't even drink coffee, just to give you an idea. But you have to use your personality. Yeah, and everybody has one tour. My tour, and the people believe in me because I'm straight up with the people. I'm straight up with the people. And the training was so important to me because was insane to memorize 16 pages in one. After they tell us at 4 o'clock afternoon to go back home. For me, it's impossible. The second language memorized, but. I stay all night long. I didn't get any sleep, but I got there.
Discipline.
Discipline, you know what I mean? You have to really want it. And you have to know why you want. I have my why, you know what I mean? I have a lot of things in my life that happened to me. My why is really strong. Really, really strong. I have seen the death twice in my life. I was kidnapped in Brazil for five days.
Oh no.
I had a doctor also gave me 10 to 12 days left to live. So I'm not afraid of anything. Because when you really face the death twice, you're not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
So when I have a goal, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get the goal. Because it's gonna hurt more not to do it.
Sweet.
So my way works for me so well. I have a really good short and long-term goals.
And
I have my number for weekly. If I don't hit that number, I'm not allowed to take a day off that week. Because why am I going to take a day off? I didn't deserve to take a day off. Why am I going to take a day off? So I have my number. Let me give you an example. I have to sell 40,000 a week, and then 52 weeks, you're going to get 2 million.
Right.
So if that week I didn't sell 40,000, I'm not taking a day off. I owe my goal. I owe myself my number. So if the next day I sell the number and get 40, you take 1 day off. But if the second day off you don't do it, you're gonna walk straight, sir.
Sure.
Because they have to hurt you more not to do it. And I always think to yourself, did you do 100%?
Right.
You know what I mean? Did you do? Because you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, you know what I mean?
So, no, you're interesting because you actually have, you actually had both exposure to weeks and now points. And a lot of times we get objections at the table where points, you know, we got somebody that loved the Wyndham points. Like, it's the best thing since sliced bread. They're talking, they got 1 million points. How were you able to make that transition from selling weeks to points? And why do you get, I mean, obviously you catapulted very fast and you became number one. So clearly you had an understanding of both sides of the equation. So you knew what points were, you know what weeks were. How did that make you a better, stronger rep by having knowledge of both sides of the equation?
Yeah, people buy weekly. They like they have a stamp in their hand. That's my address. That's my that's mine. You know what I mean? When you talk about points, it's a lot different. You sell them flexibility. Life is a lot of people today cannot take a week vacation anymore. You know what I mean? That's what it happens. They want to have a flexibility. Life is quick. And that's go along with life, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. So the points offers them more flexibility.
We sell flexibility, the other one, you sell something tangible.
Tangible, yeah. Got it. Cool. So what other advice you have? I know you've been talking for a while, and I want to make sure that you guys didn't have any basic question. This guy didn't come up. By the way, I put him on the spot. He's impromptu. That's how I am, okay? I just came here to sit with him, kind of catch up with the old times, and I told him, hey, this is what I do. I got a new set of group here coming in. We're working on a program. We're working on some things for higher management. And he says, yeah, why not? I didn't know he would come and sit with us. You know, some people come under these circumstances and says, no way in hell. I'm not prepared. I didn't got a suit and tie. But impromptu, that's the true gene of a salesperson. So what I want to know is, from you guys, if you have any questions for Luca. I mean, he was good at Westgate. I mean, he was great, not good. He was one of the best reps ever. You know, we only sold 4 and 5 bedroom condos. But do you have any questions for him before he leaves?
How do you go ahead and build value within 30 minutes?
Value?
Value.
I think the most important thing is not the value. The most important thing is that my strength is the vacation commitment. You know, a vacation commitment for me is the most important thing you can get. You cannot sell someone something they don't feel like they need or they want. You know what I mean? That's what I like when you talk about Westgate training. Westgate, I always tell you, trust, need help, hurry. Trust, need help, hurry. So the first thing you have to do, you have to build like your trust. You know what I mean? You have to sell yourself. You know what I mean? You have to show that the human being just like everybody else. Show that you interested in them. Don't talk way too much about you. You know? Because when you're a sales person, sometimes you talk way much about us and we forgot the real reason. They have to feel like you care about them. It blows my mind if someone finishes the presentation, they don't know the kid's name. Blows my mind. How they gonna someone, if I'm having my kid, someone doesn't know my kid, they don't care about me.
True.
You know what I mean?
Very true.
Yeah. So you have to show that you are really, really care about them. You know what I mean? They have to have this inside them. And you know, you did the presentation right. When they end the presentation, they feel like they are part of the family. It's unbelievable. You got that connection. You know what I mean? And my strength is I get my first 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I create a bond, a huge bond with them. You know what I mean? And then now when they start asking questions about me, I know they trust me. And when they trust me, I go to see if the vacation is important to them. If it's not important to them, I don't go to any. I don't move until I get the vacation commitment. Because if you move, it doesn't work. I always remember the real reason people buy timeshare, guys. You can put it sold fish, SLDFSH, sold fish. That's the reason people buy timeshare. You have you heard about that?
Sold
fish. No.
Fish.
No, right. So that's the sixth reason people go away to the money. But the money is not there, you know what I mean? Sold fish, S, status. People buy for getting status. L, love. D, dream. People has dream, and they need to, you have to help them to reach the dream. F, family. S, security. They wanna make sure, assurance that they're going on vacation. And the last one, health. We get a lot of people that have a problem in the past. So people, that's the sixth reason people gonna make a move. And I always remember, gain pleasure, they gonna make they want it. But avoid the pain, they give a credit card.
That's it, brothers. Thank you, my man. I appreciate that on that note. Thank you for coming on, my brother.
You now listen to IHT Radio.